Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Tezlov, as we are in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and we have all the halachas of Avelos. We know there's 100 simanim of the Rosh on this parak, all the halachas of Avelos, and remember the Sefer Chassidim, Yehuda Chassid, said called Moed Katan a Meis Mitzvah, because nobody wanted to learn Moed Katan, because they thought it was an Ayin Hara, but Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi allows us the opportunity to learn every single Daf and Shas, and we just go La Halacha, and every area of Torah is something that we need to learn. So we'll talk today about one detail in Hilchos Avelus, which comes up on today's Daf. The Gemara says on Daf Tesvav, Avel Aser Lahaniach Tefillin. And Avel is not allowed to wear Tefillin. Avel is not allowed to wear Tefillin. The Gemara doesn't give any limitations on how much of Avelus, you know, when. But the Gemara just says, "Mitakamar le'rachmanu li'Yecheskel." Since Yecheskel was told by Hashem, "Don't be noeg avelus." Much of Hilchos Avelus comes from that pasuk. Pe'ercha chavush alecha. You shall wear your pe'er, your glory. You shall wear your pe'er on your head. And Chazal understand that pe'er means tefillin. Michlal, that implies the kuliyam aser. Right? Everyone else is not allowed to wear their pe'er. Is not allowed to wear tefillin. And the Gemara goes into, what about a menuda? As the Gemara says, goes through all three cases on these dafim. Is a menuda somebody who is excommunicated? Does he wear tefillin? Teku, unclear. Mitzora, does a mitzora wear tefillin? Mao b'tefillin. And the Gemara discusses that as well. Okay. But the Gemara tries to say maybe it's referring to tefillin, maybe not. So the Gemara does not come to a clear maskan about mitzora. But an aver is usher to wear tefillin because it's called pe'er. Because it's the glory. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi has two formulations, not here, but in Brachas and Sukkah, the two places where the sugi of Osik B'mitzvah comes up, and Tefillin for an Avel also comes up there. Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph in Brachas says, V'kivin de bo pe'er, since Tefillin needs a glorified state, V'avel misgolel b'tsa'aro b'afar. An Avel is conceptually rolling around in the dirt. We feel so distant. We feel so far. So it's not appropriate to put something of glory on one's head when one feels so distant and not glorified. Right? Mizgolel b'tzaro. That's Rashi's lashon in Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph. On Daf Chafhei, Rashi has a different formulation in Maseches Sukkah, where Rashi says there, what's the svara for tefillin? Va'avel labar pe'erhu. Why? Ukeshemis pa'er mare ba'atzmo she'eno avel. A little different focus. Not that it's inappropriate, but it's not that it's inappropriate because he's not in a state of pe'er, but it shows if somebody focuses on pe'er, so it sounds like he's not focusing on avelus, which he's supposed to be focusing on. Ukeshemis pa'er mare ba'atzmo she'eno avel. And it's not appropriate because you are an avel. And when a person is an avel, they're supposed to be focused on the avelus. Again, avelus is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Machlokes, daraisa, derabanan, the Rif and the Rambam and others. We'll get to that soon. Say at least the first day is daraisa. But either way, it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, we're supposed to have kavana for the mitzvah. It's not that often you don't need kavana for this mitzvah. It's memela. One has kavana. But that's what Rashi gives off the impression that, you know, putting on tefillin on a time when I'm supposed to be focusing on avelus is not appropriate. Maybe that's an outgrowth. It sounds like similar to the aninus mitzvah. Aninus is also a mitzvah. There we pass on it's aser to do all mitzvos. Mitzvahs aseh. Because we're supposed to be osek in the mace, right? That's the Rashi's lashon in Brachas also at the beginning of the third parak where Misha Mesa Muta Lafanav. And the Rashi and Tosfos have a discussion here whether not doing mitzvos is a rishus or it is a chove. It's an iser, right? Rashi says, "Pada mikriyesh bala fishu tarud b'machshavas kvuraso," and it's tirud of the mitzvah. Tosfos says, not just Rashi says, "Enu mavarech." On you don't need to make a birchas hamotzi. You don't need to make a zimun. Tosfos says, "Enu mavarech" means you're not allowed to. Not allowed to. Is not to be involved in other mitzvos. So it sounds like a little similar to what Rashi says here by Avelus and Tefillin, that if I wear my Tefillin, so then that's defocusing the Avelus and focusing on something else. The Levush in Sima Lamaches says maybe it's a Hesach Hadas issue. It's a requirement of Tefillin. We know Tefillin requires a certain level of seriousness and a level of focus. And when somebody is an avel, he can't, right? He can't focus on the tefillin, and therefore, dafka, this mitzvah, as we know, by other mitzvahs, avel is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Aval is chayav in all mitzvahs. This is the only one. And Aval is not allowed to, doesn't wear tefillin. That says Lavush maybe because of Esach Hadas. The Ritva here notes that even though the Gemara doesn't say it, Beferish here, but this halacha only applies for the first day of Avelis. Only day one of Avelis do we have a halacha that the Avel does not wear tefillin. All the other days of Avelis he wears tefillin. All days of Shiva he wears tefillin. Only day one. Only day one he does not wear tefillin. The Ritva wonders, why is that? If the halacha is that, you know, one's not supposed to wear tefillin, why is day one different? V'im Tomar, the Ritva right here. Yehei Aser kol Shiva ka'atif asarosh. Right, just like Atif Azarosh that we learned from Yechezkel, a certain type of head covering of the Avel, that applies all Shiva. What other halachas change? The halacha of an Avel not learning Torah applies all of Shiva. The halacha of Kriya and sitting on a low chair and the Ilas Asandol, that applies all Shiva. So why should Tefillin be different? So says the Ilu Lekaman Abrina Jino Asa El Yom Echad Meisleis, right, later on Daf Chaf Alev, it says only day one. V'yesh Lomar, no, I mean, nobody argues on that. Everybody says day one. Nobody says it's more than that. So it says the Ritva, fascinating line. V'yesh Lomar, de'eino kedin lifrok mimenu ol shamayim ipnei kein. It's not appropriate to not wear tefillin for a week. That's the lashon of the Ritva. Doesn't say any pasuk. It's inappropriate. Eino kedin lifrok mimenu ol shamayim mipnei kein. What exactly does that mean? So maybe this connects to something that we've spoken about in other contexts, and that is, tefillin is not just a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. Tefillin creates a change in the gavra. Tefillin is a status, right? Even pe'er. Pe'er is a glory on the head, right? We know it sounds like a keser, a type of crown, right? We know keser kahuna, keser Torah. So tefillin is a crown. It crowns us and it creates a certain status. Where do we see this? So the Gemara of Soloveitchik said maybe it's reflected in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And also it is reflected in the fact that we make two brachas. Right? Why do we make two brachas on tefillin? Right? Out of all the mitzvahs generally, one bracha on every mitzvah. And also we make two brachas on tefillin. Unless we think that, for Ashkenazim, we make two brachas on tefillin. Unless we think that it's because there's one bracha on the Shel Rosh and one bracha on the Shel Yad, that's not true. Because, let's say, the Ramah Paskins, that if somebody is only putting on the Shel Rosh, let's say somebody has a body cast, and it goes all the way up to the shoulder, so there is no Shel Yad, you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. L'haniach en el mitzvahs, according to the Ramah. If you only have a Shel Rosh. So it's clearly, it's not that there's one bracha on each. No, there's two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. So why is that? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Zayin, talks about somebody called the Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. Right, a karkafta de manach tefillin is called a poshe yisrael begufan. It's an unusual lashon. A karkafta, that means a skull. A skull that doesn't wear tefillin. What kind of lashon is that? Karkafta. So Soloveitchik thought that meant a status. I mean, there's a chalos in the gavra. There's a chalos in the person. A person who doesn't wear tefillin on purpose, Tosfos points out there. Somebody who rejects the mitzvah of tefillin is in a certain category of baal avera. Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, because tefillin is not only a ma'aseh mitzvah, but it brings about a change in the gavra, in the status of the person. And we find when there is a change in the gavra, there's either a unique form of birchas ha-mitzvah, or sometimes an extra birchas ha-mitzvah. So for example, milah. Right, we had Shir Mebevres Milah back in the 19th parak of Shabbos, and Rav Elazar de Milah, we make a bracha of al ha-milah, and we make a bracha of lahachnisa bevrisa shalav mavinu. So al ha-milah is definitely a birchas ha-mitzvah said by the Moel. What about lahachniso? What is that, a shevach v'hodah? Maybe. But it's always done in the context of milah. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim that maybe it should be done over Lasiyasan, which is exactly opposite of what a Shevach V'Hodah usually is. Shevach V'Hodah is usually reactionary. And Lahachniso, if it's done over Lasiyasan, right, our minhag is to do the Moel makes the Bracha of Alamila before the Mila, and the father makes the Bracha of Lachniso the second day afterwards between the Mila and the Priya to try to get a little bit of reaction, Shevach, but also to get a little bit of Berachas HaMitzvah, to do something beforehand over Lasiyasan. So what's the extra Bracha? So the answer is by Bris Mila, there's a status. There's not just a Mitzvah Mila, but the child is becoming a Mohol. The child is becoming a full, complete Jew who could do all the mitzvos. And therefore, maybe that explains the extra bracha by Mila, or the unique lashon of the bracha by marriage. right? By marriage, we don't have a regular bracha of Lakadesh Sa'isha, but we have Sivan Alara, Yazoslam Sarusos, this whole beautiful bracha. So again, why is there a unique lashon of Kiddushin? So again, it could be because this is not just a Maisa mitzvah, there's a status change. The woman becomes an Eishes Ish. She's getting married. And therefore, Bris Milah and Kiddushin are examples of mitzvos that are also bring about a status change. So maybe that's the same idea. It's a Chiddush, but that's the same idea by Tefillin. Tefillin brings along a status change with it. And that's why Lahaniach Tefillin is the bracha on the Maisa mitzvah. Al mitzvah Tefillin is the bracha on the Chalosa mitzvah. Maybe that's what's alluded to in the Ritva. The Ritva is saying, you cannot wear Tefillin for a week. If it was a Maisa mitzvah, okay, you don't wear Tefillin. You don't do a mitzvah for a week. Okay, there are various times that we don't do mitzvahs. But if there's a mitzvah that changes who I am, that affects my person, so maybe that's why the Ritva says Eino Bedin. It's inappropriate. It can't be. Can't be. Maybe it's a Chiddush in Hilchas Tefillin. And it could be that there's another allusion to this in the, not allusion, this Befer in the Rambam. The Soloveitchik quoted, it was a Befer's Rambam. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Dalet Alcha Chafei, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is great. Shekals Mancha Tefillin Arosha Shel Adam. As long as the tefillin are on the head of a person, the alzroa went on his arm, hu anav, the yare, he's humble, he's fearful of God, the eino nimshach bischok, ubesicha betela, the eino mahara b'machshavos ros, he just doesn't. The Rambam sounds like this is just the reality. When somebody's wearing tefillin, he just doesn't. Ela mafana libo ledivrei ha-emes v'hatzedek. I turn my heart to emes and tzedek. We don't wear tefillin all day, but that's the Rambam. So when one wears tefillin, he's an anav, he's a yare, he's eno nimshach b'sichok b'sicha b'teilav, eno mahar b'achshavas ros. So that's the Rambam. The Maritz Chai says, where does the Rambam get this from? Right, if you look in the Nosei Kalim here, they don't quote a source. Right, the Kesef Mishnah, where does the Rambam get this from? Right, that there's something unique about the mitzvah of tefillin. The Migdal Oz quotes Bamemalikan Bamet Tomnin. What's that? That's the story of Elisha Balkan Afayim. But the Maritz Chayis suggests maybe it's Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed. Maybe it's Brachas Daf Lamed that you get this. What happens? At the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Brachas, there's a little story, two little stories that parallel each other. Abaya Havi Yosef Kami de Rabba. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazi de Havi Kabadak Tuva. Rabba saw that Abaya was a little fooling around a little too much, which I don't know if we could really fathom what it means that Abaya was being badach tuva. What does that mean? That for a second he lost focus of Shas, and I don't know what it means. But Abaya was not as serious for Rabba's standards. So Rabba looks at him and says, Omar, vigilu beradaksiv. David HaMelech says, you have to be vigilu, you have to be happy with trembling. Vigilu beradaksiv. Omar Leah, what does Abaya answer? Anot tefillin manachna. Don't worry. I'm wearing tefillin. End of story. How does that answer the question? Or the next story. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havi Yosef Kamei de Reb Zeira. Chaz Yitakavi Kobadach Tuva. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira thought he was a little too much levity. Amar Lei. B'chol Etzev Yei Mosar Ksiv. B'chol Etzev. Right. Don't be so, have much levity. Amar Lei. I'm not tefillin manachana. Don't worry. I'm wearing tefillin. What does that mean? So Maritz Chayis right here on this Gemara, beginning of the fifth parak, says, oh, that's where the Rambam gets it from. That tefillin is a protection. We become different people when we wear tefillin, and therefore, that's where the Rambam got it from. Anav yare eno nimshach l'schok. Right? Where's the Rambam get that from? From these two stories. These two stories in Shas. Okay, so that's mitzad, tefillin, and avelas. The big sugya that's discussed by the Mefarshim, l'maisa, is the maharitatz. What's the maharitatz? The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradea quotes this halacha. Avel aser lahaniach tefillin. When Avel is aser to wear tefillin, biyom rishon. Ve'achar hanetzachama biyom sheni mutter lahanicham. Simen shin peches in Yaradea, and Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin on day one, but after sunrise on day two, mutter lahanicham, so then he is allowed to wear tefillin. Says the Shach, ve'achar hanetzachama, ve'yish poskim deino aser ela biyom rishon, u'biyom beiz mutter miyada, filakodem hanetzachama. Some poskim say that it's after Amud HaShachar, or after Misha Yakir. Misha Yakir is the earliest time to wear tefillin. So the Misha Yakir is before an Eitz HaChama. So that's the, that's in terms of the second day, that's a detail. But the Maritatz. Maritatz is one of the Achronim who says, maybe this whole halacha of not wearing tefillin on day one is only if Yomisa and Yom HaKfura are the same day. If death and burial are the same day, that's where we don't wear tefillin on day one. But, says the Maritats, if Yomisa is one day and Yom Kfura is the next day, so then there's a chiyah to wear tefillin. And therefore, let's say somebody dies on Monday and is buried Monday night, somebody dies that night, he's buried the following day, somebody comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, then after, not before the Kfura, but after the Kfura, the Aval comes home, he should put on tefillin. That is the shita of the Maharitats. The shita of the Maharitats, the question is, do we paskin like the Maharitats? So that is a huge discussion. With most poskim, it seems, going on the side of against the Maharitats. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Rishonim. The Rishonim, what's the Maharitats' svara? Well, Avelus Yom Rishon is what? According to Balei HaTosfos, all Avelus is Rabbanan. And even according to the Rambam and the Rif, that Avelus on the Gaonim, the Avelus of the first day is Daraisa, that's only if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are the same day. If Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are not on the same day, then everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Avelus is only Darabanan. Tefillin is Daraisa. How can you not wear tefillin? So Maritat says you have to put on tefillin. If the Avelus is only Darabanan, you have tefillin Daraisa, you have to put on tefillin. I might add, parenthetically, there's a big mystery. It's a big mystery why we don't wear tefillin on Yontif Sheni and Chutz La'aretz on the last day. Let's say that, okay, Chol HaMoed is a discussion. So, second day of Yontif. What about Simchas Torah? What about the last day? Shmini Shel Pesach. So, that's Yontif Sheni is Darabanan. Tefillin's Daraisa. So, is that an example where the Rabbanan knocked out tefillin? The Rabbanan, Yish Koch B'Yad Chachabim, just like they tell us not to shake a lulav and not to blow shofar. So, there too, it doesn't say that explicitly, but Pashtus, that's what happened. Pashtus, that's what happened. They quote Hashem the Rugged Sharper, but the Rugged Sharper couldn't fathom it. How could you not wear tefillin on Yontif Sheni? Right, he couldn't accept it. Maybe he did. I don't. But either way, that's again why tefillin is daraisa. Yom Sheni is darabanan. So here the Maritat says that tefillin is daraisa if it's avelus, not on the same day as bisa and kfura is darabanan. So how could you not wear tefillin? But that is not the accepted practice in most circles. So look in the Dagel Mervava, right here on the Shulchan Aruch. The Dagel Mervava quotes Ra'isi b'Maritats b'chidush avlezeu neshach. Shakasa Davkim Yom Amisu Kfura, Avelo Mes Boyom, Nikra Balaila, Chayabanachas Filin, Varaya Sovetam, Omisham Avelos Yom Rishon Daraisa, Rakimu Yom Amisu Kfura, Ube MS, says the Dag Mervava, the Noda Behuda, he has a smach in the Chubas Harashba, right? He has a smach in the Chubas Harashba, Aleph Kufnun Hei, Shein Avelos Yom Rishon Natora, Filhani Tesavi Yom Rishon Daraisa, Avalachadish, so he has a smach, but Abalachadesh Bishvil Ze, Shihe Mutter Banachas Tfilin, Biyom Kvura, Sheino Yom Amisa, Eino Mochrach. It's not Mochrach, and again, the Rishonim don't say it. It's nowhere. It's nowhere in Chazal, it's nowhere in the Rishonim. And the Rishonim knew that Yom Amisi Makvura could come up. Hagam Sharashma Kasav Shem Shem Arif, he talks about Yom Sheni there, Abal Emes Yoradarka, Shafilim Hu Yom Kvura Lachud, Aser Bitfilin. What's his Raya? Udogam Rebava? Because we paskin, the Shach and the Taz both quoted here. Let's say somebody hears about a Ptira 2 weeks after the Ptira. 2 weeks after the Ptira. Shmua Krova. Shmua Krova, the Lacha is, no tefillin that day. That's for sure, Durabanan. That's for sure, Durabanan, you know, with tefillin. Shahare Gam Yom Shmua Krova, Eno Menatora, Kamo Yom Akvura, Kimavur Barambam, Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Vare Mavur Bedivri Haramban, Mavio Beis Yosef, Simon Tuf Beis, Shagam Biyom Shmua Krova, Asulan Yach Tvilin, Biyom King Kavachomer, Biyom Akvura. See, if 2 weeks later, if the Kvura happened 2 weeks ago, in the old days of old, they didn't find out until much later. Right? So, surely, and that's what the Shach Natan both quote in this halacha, Yom Shmua Krova, Asulan Yach Tvilin. So if the Yom Shmua Krova, so why is this worse than Yom Shmua Krova? In the Yom Shmua Krova, there's no tefillin. So too, there's no tefillin on this day as well. Lamaisa, so many argue on the Maritats, this dog of Merivava, the Birke Yosef, both in Arachayim and Yaradea, the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, I read it to you in Simen Lamaches, in Arachayim, he quotes the Maritats, and he quotes, V'ksas Kasha, Sharitaz Cholik al Zebehedya, V'chein Kol Achronim, to Asil Anichem B'Shmua Krova. Vade Sabri, Deloka Maritats, Vodin Kino Makvura, so they quote against the Taz, the Marshag, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Ha'elaf Lacha Shlomo, in Yaradea, in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Vimhu Yom Kvura, Afshin Yom Amisa, Lo Yanichu Kala Yom Tfilin, Deloka Maritats, V'chein Mavur B'Shuas Yaakov. So again, almost all many of the Akronim say this to Shevet HaLevi. Also, Rav Osner in our day says that there is There is no tefillin, even if Yom HaMisa is not Yom HaKvura. There are those that put it on privately, and maybe with a tznai, and maybe without a bracha. They quote this as Minag Yerushalayim. So there is Minag Yerushalayim, the Chayi Adam quotes, to put it on without a bracha, to be choshish for the Samaritans. What's the downside? Well, what's the downside? That it's pe'er. The Gemara says not to do it. Not connected to Zaraisa Durabanan. But the Chayi Adam felt, if it's not Yom HaMisa, put it on without a bracha. The Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, also has an arichus that one should put it on. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos that he says maybe to put it on privately without a bracha. But again, he's sitting in Yerushalayim. So it seems that the minhaga in Yerushalayim in many circles is to be choshish for this maritats, but many achronim, I would say most achronim, seem to say not. Rav Sternbach, just to end, Rav Sternbach says maybe there's a difference between whether the kfura happens the night before or not. Let's say somebody dies Tuesday afternoon and Eretz Yisrael kfuras are at night. So let's say the kfura is Tuesday night. So it's not the day of Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfura. Then the Avad goes to sleep, he wakes up the next morning. So the Moedim Mizman and Rav Sternbach says, maybe there you should put on tefillin. Because as he's Miskolo Batsaro, it feels like the second day. Even though there was a kfura that night, and it's really day one of Shiva, right, the burial was at night, if he comes home from the kfura and it's the same day, okay, he's Miskolo Batsaro, he still feels the kfura. So then Rav Sternbach writes in Chelek, Hey, Simon, Shin Mem Dalid, so then it's day of Mariris and he should not put on tefillin. But if it's overnight, so then that's his pshara. Then the Ava wakes up, it feels like day two, so then I would say that he can put on tefillin. Nira, de'im nikvar bayom, afshenu yom amisa, asar at sof hayom, aval ameis bayom nikvar balayla, ulamachras inno daraisu, upag ikar atzar diyom rishon, v'lachain roi laniyach al-kalpanem b'li bracha. And that's what he says. Okay, this is the halacha of tefillin for an avel. M'Hashem, we will continue.